أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And oh my God, it is the 19th of Sha'ban. Sort of 10 days left to the most awesome month of the year, the month of Ramadan. And really, we got to start a countdown now. A countdown to prepare for the month of Ramadan. You know, we have Advent calendars in December. In the same way, there needs to be an Advent calendar. There needs to be a countdown calendar for the month of Ramadan. And we need to start now. We need to start preparing for this phenomenal month. The month in which the Quran was revealed. Everything we do in Ramadan revolves around the Quran. So it's really important to start now and look at what we're trying to do. I'm going to use an ayah of Quran. This is surah number 38, surah al-Sad, and it's ayah 29. And here Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتَدَبَّرُوا عَيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرُوا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It's a book. A blessed book that we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses, and those of understanding would be reminded. It's not just a book to read. It's a book that will change our lives and everything that we do, whether it is the fasting, whatever it is, reciting the whatever we do, all revolves around this book. So how are we going to start preparing? So first of all, this countdown. Let's make a countdown sheet. You know, we're at home now, so we've got lots of time to do these things. To make sure that our lives revolved around salah. That means all the five salawat. Make a list of the timings. You know, the structure should be around there. Maybe start a little bit of fasting in the next 10 days. Little bit, you know. If you can't manage the whole five, start with a little bit. And wake up for Sahri. Sahri is really, really important. And we'll talk about the food as we go along in the few days. Make a timetable for the month of Ramadan. Let's list the goals that we want to achieve in this month. And one of them must meet be that we want to get closer to the Quran. And we need to do this step by step. So for example, there's a modular study that we do with the Quran. And you start off with Q-read. In other words, can you recite the Quran? There are so many online programs available. We've got some books available at QFatima, for example, which is QRead 1 and QRead 2, which takes you through the steps step by step. That's our first step. The second step is to know the basic terminology of the Quran. So the Quran is 114 surah. Surah is chapters. One chapter is a surah. And it actually comes from the word surah, which is a defensive wall that rings cities, basically. There are 6,236 ayat in the Quran. One ayah, so many ayat. That's 77,807 words in the Quran. The Quran was divided for ease of recitation into ajza. So 30 ajza. Maybe those of us from the Indian subcontinent may call it sipara or para. But in Arabic, one juz, 30 ajza. And if you look at the bottom of your Quran, then it's divided into 7 manazil to be able to finish it in a week. One manzil, so many manazil. And it's really important to know these basics. Then to know the names of the 114 surah, or the 114 chapters, I'll call them to make it easy for you. We've devised at QFatima a methodology of mnemonics, which will allow us to familiarize ourselves with the names of the surah in sequence. If you look at your app, the QBytes app, there is a section called mnemonics, and inshallah I will add more so that we finish all the 114. So that's the next step, to familiarize ourselves with the names of the surah. To then sort of go on and see the difference between Makki and Madani surah, and that's why we created Quran City, so we're able to understand it and to absolutely know that you'll not be able to understand Quran City or the Quran in essence without the Masumin. So we created a road network in Quran City and called it M14, which represents the Masumin. And then to study the key concepts of each surah. Inshallah, this Ramadan, we will be focusing on Suratul Anqabut and Suratul Qadr. Then to look at the key ayat that we generally use all the time. So many, you know, Ayatul Kursi, Ayatul Mawadda, Ayatul Tathir, آيت الملك, آيت الشهادة. Oh my goodness, so many to look at where they come from, to try and understand them. We've done a whole section on indexing the Quran. Again, it is on your app, and to be able to take your Quran, some highlighters, some pencils, oh, anything you want to do, and be able to personalize your Quran. And that's what Ramadan is all about, to familiarize ourselves with this most awesome book, because it's the only way that we will be able to reach our full potential. See, historically, Suratul Alaq, that's her number 96, emphasizes this, because we had someone who was called Abul Hakim, the father of wisdom, but he relied entirely upon his intellect. And the Quran says in Suratul Alaq, 6-7, Kalla innal insana layatgha ar-ra'ahu istaghna. Indeed, the human being truly rebels when he thinks himself independent. And eventually the Prophet called him Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance, because he did not understand that the only way to guidance is that of revelation. It's protected against mistakes, and it's from the Creator who made you and me. All the more reason to use this month to be able to get closer to the Quran. So join me on the journey. Well, together we will try and get closer to the Quran. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to reach this month and to be able to use it for what it was meant to. That is to be able to get close to the Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.